بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الحمد لله. My respected elders and dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite grace, infinite mercy and kindness upon each and every one of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tawfiq to come to the masjid and perform our salah with jamaat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us in a hadith that that person who performs his salatul fajr in jama'ah, in congregation, then he is in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives glad tidings to those people who go to the masjid, who walk to the masjid in the hours of darkness, that these people will have complete light on the day of Qiyamah. My respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with countless bounties. From the time we wake up in the morning, we are drowning in the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Till the time we go to sleep, we are drowning in the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While we are asleep, we are drowning in the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ability to speak, the ability to hear, the ability to walk about, all these are different bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ability to breathe, for me to breathe in is a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For me to breathe out, this is a separate bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how we can understand and realize that every minute, every second of my life, I am enjoying the different bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how I can make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing me with. The more shukr we make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala will increase us in these bounties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that if you are grateful, then I will most certainly increase you. Every one of us, we're all looking for an increase. We're all looking for an upgrade. A person who's walking, he's thinking, how I can upgrade and get a bicycle. A person who's got a bicycle, he's thinking, how I can upgrade and get maybe a motorbike. A person who's got the motorbike is thinking, how I can upgrade and get a vehicle. Similarly, a person who's working, he's thinking, how I can climb the ladder, how I can get a better position, so I can get a better income. A person with a certain type of vehicle, he's looking for an upgrade. How I can get a better vehicle. A person with one shop is looking, how I can get another shop. So every single one of us, we are all looking for an upgrade when it comes to the things of this dunya. But my respected elders and brothers, the real thing that we need to look how we can upgrade, how we can become better at, is the things related to deen. How my salah can become better, how my iman, my yaqeen can become stronger, how my ittiba'an, how I follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how more and more sunnahs can come into my life, how the knowledge of deen, how I can learn more and more about the beautiful deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how the zikr, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can become stronger. That now when I am remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's just not just my lips moving, but it is my heart that is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How I can become better when it comes to serving the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to fulfilling the rights of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How my ikhlas, my sincerity, how this can become better, how everything I can do only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how more and more of my life, more and more of my time, more and more of my wealth can be accepted for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected elders and brothers, this is what we have to be thinking, that how when it comes to deen, I can be, what we say, get an upgrade. So we have to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases us. And what is it that we make shukr to? We make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. There are so many people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not chosen them to have iman. There are so many people who are born in the Muslim homes, who lived many lives as Muslims, who may have went to madrasa, may have studied deen, who may have even become hafiz of the Quran. But my respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken away iman from them. So we have to have this worry and concern all the time, that how I can stay with iman, I can live with iman, how I can die with iman, and how on the day of Qiyam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can resurrect me with complete and perfect iman. So one is to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our tongues. But this is a very low level of shukr that we make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, the correct shukr that we are supposed to be making to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this iman is that how the qualities of iman we can make an effort to bring into our lives. What we say, amali shukr, that with my limbs, with my body, with my mind, with my heart, with my soul, all this is in total conformance to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is trying to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see us that physically, spiritually, we have this yaqeen, we are making an effort on our yaqeen, we are making an effort on our iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase us. So my respected brothers, we have to look around us and ponder over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That how every time we see a tree, how we can think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from nothing, from a seed, with no color, or maybe black, maybe white, whatever color the seed is, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought that entire tree with different colors, different fruit, different leaves. And all this is only because of the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That now we are just not looking at a tree, but we are looking at the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if we have to try and count the leaves on the tree, we will not be able to. And that if a leaf has to fall, it can only fall with the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That all this around us is all calling us towards the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected elders and brothers, the more and more we ponder over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more and more we think of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more and more we speak about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the reality of this iman will start entering into our hearts. Everything around us is calling us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have to carry on speaking against what we are seeing with our eyes. We have to negate what we are seeing with our eyes. And we have to carry on speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much so that firstly I get the reality, I get the yaqeen. We find that in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيَ الْمَوْتَى. Oh Allah, show me how you bring the dead back to life. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he is the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he is also asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that ya Allah, I want to see this, how it happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِن. That, oh Ibrahim alayhi salam, you don't believe? So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he says, Qala bala. I believe. I just want my heart to have some rest, to come to some point of ease. That now I saw it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he could have told Ibrahim alayhi salam, that, oh Ibrahim, oh my friend, that look here, 1,000 years, or 100 years ago, in a certain spot, a certain person died, or a certain animal died, there's it, back to life. Just look. But my respected elders and brothers, for yaqeen to be learned,
The system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that there has to be mujahada and sacrifice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Ibrahim alayhi salam that, O Ibrahim, get four birds, get them used to you, and then cut them up, and every mountain around you, place a piece of them. So my respected brothers, one is to climb one mountain is how difficult. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Ibrahim alayhi salam that you want to learn iman, you want to get ilmul yaqeen, your ilmul yaqeen, your knowledge, and your yaqeen is on a knowledge, on a level where you know, but now you want ainul yaqeen, now you want to see. So there has to be sacrifice and mujahada. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Ibrahim alayhi salam that don't just go up one mountain and leave the birds there. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kulli jabal. That every mountain around you, take one piece of this bird, of these four birds, and leave them on the mountain. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you must call them, Ya'tinaka sa'ya. Now after making this mujahada, making this sacrifice, now call them. Now you will see how they will come to you. So now you will see what you wanted to see, that you believed that Allah will bring the dead back to life. But now you want to see this happening, now you have to make extra sacrifice, extra mujahada. My respected elders and brothers, this entire deen is based on sacrifice. Whether it is coming for our salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to come to the masjid for our salah. And it's not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to come to the masjid, make some extra sacrifice, and there's nothing in there for it, for us. No, my respected brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us 27 times more reward than if we have to read our salah individually. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see from us continuously that some form of sacrifice we are making for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is in my workplace. Now some deal will come that is tempting, but there's some grey area in it. Now I have to make sacrifice, I have to stay away. Whether it is I'm in my workplace, or in my place of studying, or whatever it is, and now the opposite gender is walking by, now I have to lower my gaze. Now it is the season of winter, and now the mornings are a bit more cold, and now to wake up for Fajr Salah is a bit more difficult, to wake up for Tahajjud is a bit more difficult, but I will go against my nafs, I will go against my desire, I will make that sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected elders and brothers, in the short life that we have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see how much of sacrifice we are making for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the amount of sacrifice we make, that is the amount of hidayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. That those people who will make effort, will sacrifice, who will strive in our way, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with emphasis says that we will guide them, and we will show them, and we will direct them to ways and avenues and roads of hidayat. So my respected brothers, we have to make an effort to bring qualities into our lives. A thing, generally you have a vehicle, stock standard vehicle will have a certain value. But as the features increase in this vehicle, now the value of this vehicle also increases. Similarly with a house or anything, everyone has phones nowadays. So the more features the phone has, the more the value of the phone increases. Respected brothers, the more values and qualities and sifat that we have in our lives, then the more our value will increase by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the main thing we have to make effort is on our iman. If I leave this world with iman, and I leave this world without a house, without a car, without the outward things of this world, I leave this world as a pauper, but I leave this world with iman, then I am successful. On the other hand, I may have everything of this world, everything a person can think of, everything a person can dream of, but I leave this world without iman, then I am totally, totally unsuccessful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defines for us what is success. Today everyone is looking for success. And everyone's definition of success is different according to the position he's in. His definition of success is different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازْ. That most certainly that person who has been distanced, has been taken away from the fire of Jahannam, has been saved from the fire of Jahannam, وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ, and this person has been made to enter into Jannah, then most certainly, most definitely, without a shadow of doubt, this person is successful. So my respected brothers, the way to complete our iman is through the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is full of beauty. Every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is full of ease. Every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets one closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. To Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell your ummah that if you claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are true in your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then O ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow me, follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as to what is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell this ummah, هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي, this is my way, أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, that I call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ, with knowledge, with wisdom, with foresight, with kindness, with love and affection, أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي, that O ummah, I am one who calls towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that person who truly follows me, he will also be one who calls towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected elders and brothers, we have to make an effort to bring the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life. No sunnah is too small, my respected brothers. Every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is something very, very great, because this will bring us closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This will be a means of us being with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ, that person who resembles someone else, another nation, then he will be from amongst them. So the more and more we resemble Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the higher our chance of being with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be. My respected elders and brothers, after the sunnah of Rasul, after our iman is complete, then the most important pillar of Islam, the most important command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is salah. My respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran to emphasize how important salah is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even mentions that while the army is at war, while the army is at war, things are difficult. While you're fighting, not on what you say, maybe now there's a break. No, while the army is fighting, my respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how we should perform our salah. And not just alone. How, while the fighting is taking place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us that in jamaat, that you'll have one group who will be following the imam and another group who will also be following the imam, but for that time they will be allowed to fight the enemy. And then they will come back and the other group will go. My respected brothers, that is how important salah is. That even while your life is at stake, that we should make an all-out effort that how we can perform our salah with jamaat. The salah, my respected elders and brothers, is a way of us getting rid of every sin and vice. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that verily salah, in it has such, it has the ability, the capability of making one eventually stop all types of sin, all type of indecency. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a certain person had a habit of stealing. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed of it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked, does this person perform his salah? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told that yes, this person performed his salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the salah will eventually stop this person from his bad action. So we have to make an effort how we are performing the correct salah. A person who performs his salah correctly, his postures properly, and he makes an effort to have concentration and devotion, then my respected brothers, the salah will go up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the salah will make dua for the person who looked after the salah. On the other hand, my respected elders and brothers, the person who performed his salah anyhow, up, down, not worried, no concentration, not making an effort to build his concentration, then my respected brothers, the same salah will now curse this person who performed it. So my respected brothers, when we know some pious person is coming, then one of the main things we ask them, that Hazrat make dua for us. Sheikh make dua for us. Here my respected brothers, salah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed so much of importance on, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has placed so much of importance on, the salah will either make dua for us or against us. So we have to make an effort on our salah. To perform salah, we have to have the correct knowledge. A person can't say, now is winter, it's cold, I think I'm going to read one rakat of Fajr salah. It's not going to be accepted. Or another person may say, hey, you know what, two rakats is too little. I want to read three rakats of Fajr salah. It's not going to be accepted. A person has to have the correct knowledge of every action, how to do it. For this, my respected elders and brothers, we have ulama. We have to go to the ulama to find out, to ask, am I doing this correctly? Is my salah correct? Is my salah du'as correct? Is my dealings correct? Is my behavior correct? All of this we have to find out, my respected elders and brothers. But the thing that will spur us on to want to do this is, one is the knowledge of masail. That is for those people who have some desire and some talab. And for those people who do not have that desire, they are unaware of what is in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they also have to listen to the virtues, ilmul fadail. A person has to listen over and over to the virtues of different actions, so that desire is created in the person that now I need to find out what I need to do, how I need to do. Go to the ulama. But my respected elders and brothers, that will come when there's a desire in the heart. My respected brothers, this knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that is very, very great. It's a great favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such detail. How to enter the toilet, my respected brothers. Something for us may seem so dirty, but to that extent, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us how to do it. And when we do it like that, then we will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to have ilm alone is not enough. Today almost the whole ummah knows that salah is fard. The whole ummah knows that fasting in Ramadan is fard. The whole ummah knows that hajj once in a lifetime is fard. But how much of the ummah is carrying it out? For this, my respected elders and brothers, we have to have the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that every moment of my life, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. Every moment of my life, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening to me. Every moment of my life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly what I am doing. And I have to have this consciousness that I have to do that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how I have to do it? With the correct knowledge. Now that a person has the knowledge of deen, a person is carrying out his different a'mal, a person has to protect his a'mal. A person has to protect his a'mal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Manil Muflis, that who is a bankrupt person? So today we have to ask someone who is bankrupt, let's say that person, he got no wealth, he got no possessions, he got no investments, he got no income, he's battling. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum, similarly, they told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this is a muflis, this is a bankrupt person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would continuously turn the attention of Sahaba radiallahu anhum away from this dunya towards the everlasting life of the akhirat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that the bankrupt person is that person who on the day of Qiyamah, he will come with a lot of good deeds. He will have so much of salah, so much of whatever good deeds a person can think of, this person will have. And now he will come to be questioned before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be taken to task about his life in this world. And then slowly, he'll see his good deeds going away. Why? Shatama hadha. He swore so and so. Akala mala hadha. He usurped the wealth of so and so. He was harsh to so and so. He hurt so and so. And like this, because he did not fulfill the rights of insan, he took away the rights of insan, slowly, all his good deeds will start going to those people who he has hurt. Eventually it will come to such a stage where now, what you say, he is bankrupt. He got no more good deeds left. All is gone to those people whom he hurt, those people whom he swore, those people whom he ill-treated. All his reward will be gone to them. And then, my respected elders and brothers, now there'll be more people that he has hurt and swore, and wealth that he usurped. Now, all those people's sins will start coming to this person. So he came on the day of Qiyamah with mountains of good deeds. But on the same day of Qiyamah, before decision is being made whether a person is going to Jannah or Jahannam, he will end up with mountains and mountains of sins. Why? Because he did not fulfill the rights of people. He did not have mercy to the youngsters. He did not have respect to the elders. He did not honor those people of deen, the learned people of deen. So my respected elders and brothers, we have to be constantly worried that am I hurting anyone? Is my dealings correct? Am I usurping the wealth of anyone? And we have to sort it out. We have to sort it out before we leave this world, my respected brothers. And similarly, we have to get our actions accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how our actions will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is if we do it with ikhlas and sincerity. On the day of Qiyamah, respected elders and brothers, something very, very frightening will happen. That on the day of Qiyamah, three groups of people will be brought. One is that alim and qari who would speak not for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will speak so that people may call him an orator, etc., etc. And my respected brothers, a person who was very charitable, a person who gave his life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he gave, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will bring him and tell him that, who did you do this for? These people will say, we did it for you, Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, you are lying. Rather, you did it for name and fame, and these people will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. So my respected elders and brothers, our whole life, everything of ours, we have to get it accepted for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come alive in the entire world till the day of Qiyamah. This is not just our responsibility, this is my responsibility. So for this, my respected elders and brothers, this effort is taking place for deen, complete deen to come into our lives. So at the first given opportunity, we should all make intention to take out 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can get some realization of our objective in this life, inshallah. Who makes intention, inshallah? Inshallah, Allah accept, Allah accept, inshallah.